And then the second dancer, a woman named Kim Roberts, drove off. And in a normal circumstance, no one ever would have heard of this again. But as Roberts drove off, she found out that her fellow dancer had passed out. She called the police to come and get Mangum to take her either home or to a psychological institution. Mangum, when she was awakened by the police, she was going to be admitted to a psychological institution and was prompted improperly by a nurse who asked her whether she had been raped. And Mangum, who knew the system well, said yes. She was sent to Duke Hospital and she made an allegation. We saw a kind of mob mentality that took hold of the activist wing of the Duke faculty, which culminated in an April 2006 statement signed by 88 Duke faculty members, called the Group of 88, in which, before any charges even had been filed, these 88 faculty members took out an ad, a full-page ad, in the Duke campus newspaper. They unequivocally asserted that something had happened to Crystal Mangum. She was claiming rape. The lacrosse players said nothing happened. They said that they would continue their activism regardless of what the court decided or what the police said. And they thanked public protesters for not waiting and making themselves heard. And the highest profile public protest that had occurred at that point had been a march in front of the captain's house, in which protesters had carried large signs urging the castration of the lacrosse captains. So this was, it was a complete abandonment of any pretense of objectivity, of any interest in the truth.